For animals at the shelter, the stakes are high regarding finding a home. And for certain animals, the odds are even more stacked against them, simply because they're black. The problem is so pervasive, it even has a name, black dog syndrome. Valerie Wellen from Wishbone Canine Rescue in Bloomington says the syndrome is a very potent problem for rescue groups. Black dogs and cats are often passed over for adoption in favor of lighter colored animals.
They're also more likely, because they're in a shelter longer, they're more likely to be euthanized than light colored dogs.
This is actually something that happens so often that shelters have an acronym for it. You know, it's BDS, Black Dog Syndrome.
That's correct.
So this really is a thing. This is not an urban legend. This is something that is a concern in shelters today.
It's a real thing, and some people call it Big Black Dog Syndrome, so BBDS. And I would say that that is more the true to be the case.
So a black dog might be more apt to be adopted if it were small?
Yes, or a puppy.
Oh.
It's the adult large breed dogs that seem to sit in shelters much longer and are more likely to be euthanized than their lighter counterparts.
Why is this happening? Why aren't people getting interested in the black, larger black dogs and black cats too? Is it a feeling of black is unlucky?
I think there are a lot of cultural factors that are making this happen. When you think about folklore, when you think about old wives' tales, when you think about, even when you think about metaphors in our lives, we talk about white being pure, brides wear white, angels are dressed in white, devils maybe black and maybe red, witches also in black. So I think there's something in our culture that's telling us that black is not always good. But I think there are other factors that come into play as well. I think in black dogs, you can't always see their emotions. You can't always read their faces. And also the lighting in shelters is poor.
So if you've got a dog, a big black dog, who's maybe sitting at the back of his cage, you can't see much at all. I mean, he's just this black blur back there.
He's a black blur back there, and he's also often sitting on a dark blanket. So he's in a poor lighting. Maybe the background color is dark on the walls. Maybe his bedding is dark. He's not distinguishable for people who are visiting. There's also a problem where there are so many black dogs in shelters. It's a good policy to alternate black dogs with lighter colored dogs,
rather than grouping them all in one area.
And so you don't walk from kennel to kennel seeing only black, because you don't see them as individuals in that case.
Do people view black dogs as being sort of generic, that they're not unique enough, like it wouldn't have a ring around the eye or something like that?
Exactly. That's true. It's just another big black dog that I can't distinguish from the other guy sitting in the cage right next door. So really, smart shelters, they'll put kerchiefs around the dog's neck.
Because any dog wearing a handkerchief is adorable. Let's just say that.
Yeah, and it brightens their face. It makes them stand out as something other than just a black blur and as an individual that needs to be looked at. Black dogs, it's hard to read their emotions. It's hard to read their facial features, especially if they don't have a colored eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
The colored eyebrow really helps to animate the face.
You can get these quizzical looks, and you can get these little frowns and stuff, or the surprised look, and that's part of what makes a dog so endearing is their eyebrows.
I think if you can get up close and personal with a black dog, you're going to see that as a dog, as an individual. You're going to see his personality. It's going to shine. But if you don't even get that far to see the black dog and to spend some time with it, he's going to languish in a shelter.
I spent some time on the internet looking at various shelters, and
yes,
of course, they all put photos of their pets up online.
Yes.
And it seems like it's more difficult to photograph well a black pet.
It's much more difficult.
And you want to get a cute photograph, because that's kind of the hook to get somebody to come into the shelter to say, hey, I saw little Kiki online, and that was a great photo. I want to take a look at this dog.
That's true. I think if you're going to just take a quick snap, you're not going to do well with black dogs. A facial shot is very, very helpful, but you have to take your time and you have to take a good many shots before you get.
You got to worry about the lighting and the background and all that.
Yes, yes.
Is it possible that it could be at all racial, or is this going too far?
You know, years ago when I first heard about the black dog syndrome, I was convinced it was racial, and it may well be. Here's the problem. Not a lot of scholarly studies that have been done on this issue. There have been a few, and some of them point in opposite directions, that it really does exist. Others say that it doesn't exist. I would love to see a really scholarly, careful research study on the sources of bias in prospective adopters and the experience of shelter managers and what they think is really happening.
Best Friends Animal Society actually has a campaign that's devoted to finding homes for black dogs and cats. Have you thought at Wishbone of doing something special just for the black animals?
I think we have in the past, and it's something that maybe we should consider again. We do have a couple of big black dogs. I think we should do another black dog promotion to maybe have them be for adopter's choice or something like that.
So basically the bottom line is, personality is not based on the color of the coat.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But you wouldn't know it because people would forego a wonderful black dog, one who has no behavioral and no health issues, for another one that's light colored and does have some, let's say, we'll put it, quirks.
Okay.
One interesting thing is that Pet Finder,
the website
that helps people find their pets for adoption, they consider black dogs, senior dogs, and special needs all to be in the category of less adoptable. They claim that black dogs spend 4 times as much time on their application as lighter colored dogs.
Valerie, do you think this can be turned around?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's a lot that shelter managers can do to ameliorate the problem or to compensate for the bias. One is, as we talked about, to take a great photograph of the black dogs. Some people say that black dogs do better in videos. So Pet Finder allows us to post videos now on their site. So to add videos as well as photos could help the situation. Then also improve the shelter lighting.
So when people are walking through, they're spotlighted.
Yes, yes. Here's another thing. Design really fun descriptions of the black dogs. I mean, really do a good sell on them. A couple good reasons to adopt a black dog. They are always ready for a formal event. Their coat will go with any collar, any coat, any overcoat, and your clothes won't ever clash with the dog. But mostly, they really need you. So that's the reason to adopt them.
That's Valerie Wellen from Wishbone Canine Rescue in Bloomington. As part of their efforts to combat black dog syndrome, they offer up a gorgeous black dog as the Animal House Pet of the Week. It's Bert. This friendly 2-year-old lab shepherd mix is statuesque and wiry. His athletic build makes him great material as a jogging or walking partner. Bert sports a bit of an underbite, which gives him a roguish air. Although technically he's black, if you look closely, you'll spy reddish-brown markings between his toes. And Bert deserves a closer look. You'll find him at Wishbone Canine Rescue in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.